Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 18th. Today's word is vindicate, spelled V-I-N-D-I-C-A-T-E. Vindicate is a verb that means to avenge. It can also mean to free from allegation or blame, or to confirm or substantiate. It also means to provide justification or defense for, to justify, or to protect from attack or encroachment, to defend. Vindicate also means to maintain a right to. Here's the word used in a sentence. The defendant's lawyer feels his client will be completely vindicated by the witness testimonies. It's not surprising that the two earliest senses of the word vindicate are to set free, a sense that's now obsolete, and to avenge. Vindicate, which has been used in English since at least the mid-16th century, derives from the Latin word vindicatus, the past participle of the verb vindicare, meaning to set free, to avenge, or to lay claim to. Vindicare, in turn, derives from vindex, a noun meaning claimant or avenger. Other descendants of vindicare in English include such vengeful words as avenge itself, revenge, vengeance, vendetta, and vindictive. Closer cousins of vindicate are vindicable, meaning capable of being vindicated, and the archaic word vindicative, meaning punitive. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.